As far as the Chinuch Shabbos, Chesed Shabbos, Levim Yehudim, Chesed Shabbos, Daf Kuf Chav Dalad. Rav Lozzer said the halachas regarding pipes, poles, knobs, and a grinder were all taught before the movement of kelim was allowed on Shabbos. Pipes refers to a mission that says the moving of the half pipes and the lechem upon him, which rested on the shulchan, weren't allowed on Shabbos, even though it had permitted uses, because it was in times of the Gzera. Poles is a mission regarding the skinning of a carbon Pesach on Shabbos, where you weren't allowed to use a pole to hang the animal. You had to put your arm on your friend's shoulders and then use that as the pole because you weren't allowed to move the poles. Why? Obviously, it's the time of the Gzera. Knobs refers to a mission where Yeshua says that a knob used to lock a door only allowed to be moved indirectly by dragging it, even though it's permitted use. Still, again, the Mishnah obviously is talking about in times of Gzerah. If only the grinder is the case, we had the Brisa that he's allowed to move a grinder unless it's still garlic on the grinder. Obviously, it's because it was in the times of Gzerah. Abba said these all could have been taught after the Gzerah. The reason why you're not allowed to move the pipes of the lechem upon him is because nothing would happen to the bread if they were not put there for just on Shabbos. The poles, because there was another way to use it. You could use the arms. You don't need the poles. That's why it was also the knobs. It's because we're talking about a case where there was a chutz with no Erev, and the outside of the doorway is considered, Rabbi Yeshua holds, is like the outside of the house. And that's why you're not allowed to move it there. And the grinder could be found in the Chemia, who says that any object may only be moved for its primary purpose, which this is not. Zok, the Mishnah, all kelim may be moved for a need and for no need. Tzarech v'shalai l'tzarech. The Chemia says it can only be moved l'tzarech. What does a need mean? What does no need mean? Obviously, the Tanakhama holds that kelim whose primary use is a hetedika use could be used for its permitted use, for its primary use, and even may be used if its place is needed, which that's called no need. That's called shalai l'tzarech. A kelim whose primary use is a davar aser may only be moved for its permitted use, but may not be moved for its makiv. Or the Chemia argues and says even a keli with a keli shel heter may only be moved for its use, not for its makiv. Rava says moving for its place is still considered to be a need. The makam is need. Therefore, the Mishnah must mean as follows. The Tanakam holds that keli who's a klishim lachta leheter could be used, let's say, for letzarech gufay or letzarech mekayma. It also could be moved even mechama letzel for its protection. A keli whose primary use is a prohibited use, the klishim lachta leiser, it could be used for legufay and lemekayma, but it cannot be moved mechama letzel. The Chemia argues and says that it's never allowed to be used mechama letzel, even a klishim lachta leheter. Rav Safran and Abaye also explained that dirty dishes, how you let it move that from the table, according to Rav Chemia. That's the reason is because it's like a gerv shel rei, you let it move it because it's so disgusting. I yes, Rav from the Brises with the moving the garlic grinder and moving the meat with the meat on the grinder. How come over there you're not allowed to move it? So the Gemara says over there we're talking about discussing it. Rav would answer we're talking about moving it from mechama letzel. That's why you're not allowed to move it. In fact, the Gemara Mishnah says you're not allowed to use a piece of wood to prop open a pot or prop open a door on Yom Tov. Now a piece of wood on Yom Tov is mutter because you can use it as firewood. Yet it's usher for its use. So we're seeing it's usher even to use it even the mekayme whatever it is. Yet according to Rabbah and Rav it should be mutter. Gemara answers that since a piece of wood is usher on Shabbos, through a gzeri, they made it also be moved on Yom Tov as well. The only time you're allowed to move something on Yom Tov that's also on Shabbos is when it's a keli. This piece of wood is not a keli, and therefore we weren't a matter to move it on Yom Tov.
Maria, there seems to be a steer in Mishnah. There's one Mishnah that says that you're allowed to do things on Yom Tov even though it's also on Shabbos, and we find another Mishnah that says that really the only difference between Yom Tov and Shabbos is preparing food. Eichel nefesh b'levad, which is a mashma that something also on Shabbos or taka would be also on Yom Tov. So they seem to be sides to each other. These two Mishnahs. The first thing I want to say maybe that we can say one Mishnah follows Rabbi Shua and one follows Rabbi Eliezer of the mission that we had earlier on a few blot ago regarding removing when you have two animals, the mother, the oiser is benoy in a ditch, removing them out. One says maybe one follows the other. Then the Gemara says he can't, that's not a good lav dafka, that's the machlokes over there, that you could fit into that machlokes. So the Gemara slugs that up. Gemara ends up saying, if Papa says that the Mishnah that says it's aser to do on Yom Tov things that on Shabbos would follow Beis Shammai, we find in the Mishnah, and the one that allows it would follow Beis Hillel based on what he says in the Mishnah. Gemara brings a raya that Rav would hold like Rava, because Rav, as far as moving a shovel to prevent it from getting stolen, would be considered not letzayach. So Rav holds like Rava. Whereas the Rav says you're allowed to move a cloth broom which is used to sweep crumbs off a table on Shabbos, but not a broom of palm leaves because that was used to sweep the floor on Shabbos, which is also because the floors are made of dirt. Rabbi Lazar said even brooms of palm leaves may be moved. Whereas says the only reason Rav would say it's also is if you're trying to move it mechama letzel. Why would Rabbi Lazar say it's mutter in that case? Whereas says you're right, you have to change. V'chein omer Rabbi Lazar agreed with Rav that it would be also to move palm leaf brooms in that case. Any kelim that can be moved on Shabbos, broken pieces for them can be moved as well as long as they serve some function. For example, a piece of a broken mixing bowl can be used to cover a barrel, a piece of a broken glass can be used to cover a bottle. Rabbi Yehuda says the broken pieces can be moved only if they serve in somewhat the same function that the unbroken keli serve. For example, a piece of a broken mixing bowl could be used to pour a thick porridge into it. It's like a thick dough-like substance. A broken piece of glass has to be used to pour oil into it, similar to the original glass. Rabbi Yehuda and Shmuel says the machlokes regarding a keli that broke on Friday. In that case, Rabbi Yehuda says if it retains a small, similar use. The original keli could be moved, but if not, it's not considered to be a useful keli unless someone specifically designated for that purpose. The Tanakhama says, just any use, then it retains the din as a keli and may be moved on Shabbos. But if the keli broke on Shabbos, all would agree that they could be moved because going into Shabbos, it was a keli. The Tri Yath of Bryce says, you're not allowed to use broken kelim to fuel a fire on Yom Tif. If they broke, when did they break these kelim? They broke before Yom Tif, then they're just firewood. If they broke on Yom Tif, then they should be kelim, according to you. And they should not be muksa. Rather, the explanation of our Mishnah must be like this. Rabbi Huda Neimah Shmuel says, Machloikis is when the keli broke on Shabbos. In that case, Tanakhama says it's not muksa because it was part of a keli at the onset of Shabbos and it's still useful. Rabbi Huda says, if it has a similar function to the original keli, it's not muksa. But if not, then it's a new function and it's noilid and therefore it can't be moved. If it broke on Friday, all would agree that as long as there's any use for the broken piece, it wouldn't be muksa because then there were useful items at the onset of Shabbos. Three contradictory brises. One says you light a fuel of fire on Yom Tov with kelim, not with broken kelim. The second brise says you light a fuel of fire on Yom Tov with kelim and broken kelim. Third brise says you can't use kelim or broken kelim. First brise that follows Rabbi Yehuda holds of muktzah and noila, which is why broken pieces are also. The second brise that follows Shimon, who doesn't hold a muktzah and noila, which is why even why broken pieces are mutter. The third brise holds of Nechemiah, who says the keli can only be moved for its primary purpose. Nachman said if bricks are left over from a building project, they're not muktzah because they can be used now to sit on. But if someone piled them up in preparation for another building project, then they're muktzah as building material. Nachman and Shmuel says a broken piece of pottery which can be used to cover kelim and therefore it still has din of a keli. It's only in a chutzah though, where kelim are found that need covers. But in a karmelis, where you don't find kelim needing covers, the broken pottery will not have din of a keli and can't be moved. It's muktzah even within four amas. Rav Nachman says, Nachman himself says that it retains the din of keli even in a karmelis because people do sit in a karmelis and sometimes need it to cover saliva. However, Nusra Rabban would not have a din of a keli and it would be mukta. Rav says if it has a din of a keli, it even has a din of a keli. Nusra Rabban would be mukta over there as well. Rav Nachman Shmuel says a cover of a broken barrel may be moved on Shabbos because it's fit to cover another barrel with it. Rav Nachman Shmuel said even a small piece that comes off a mat is allowed to be used on Shabbos. Rav explained that it was explained to him that these pieces serve the same piece as the mat. The mat is used to cover dirt that will be needed on Shabbos to cover disgusting things. So this little piece of the mat does the same thing, and therefore it retains its useful status. There, in the name of Rav said that small pieces of a talisman may not be moved on Shabbos. The Abaye says, referring to when it's less than 3x3, it's boys. It has no useful purpose at all.